This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Kim Kardashian, now an aspiring lawyer, has been on a mission to help free convicted murderer Kevin Cooper, who's been in prison for the murders of four people in 1983. He has long maintained his innocence, but Marianne Hughes, the mother of one of the victims, says Kevin is 100% guilty, Kim has been falsely informed, and it makes her sick. Well, Kim makes us sick, too. Ahead of Pride Month, Taylor Swift wrote a letter to Senator Lamar Alexander from her home state of Tennessee, urging him to consider increased protections for the LGBTQ community and to support the Equality Act. She posted the letter on Twitter saying, quote, "I'm writing to you today in anticipation of a very important vote coming up," unquote. Meanwhile, Alexander says, huh? Kit Harington was spotted for the first time since he checked himself into a wellness center prior to the Game of Thrones series finale. The actor's rep said, quote, "Kit has decided to utilize this break in his schedule as an opportunity to spend some time at a wellness retreat to work on some personal issues," unquote. Yeah, we hear that personal issues means stress and alcohol. Meanwhile, Kit's dragon is relaxing on the beach. Empire star Terrence Howard is currently being investigated by the federal government for criminal tax evasion. The feds are interested in possible financial crimes committed by Howard, his third wife Mira Howard, they got divorced but got re-engaged last December, and Universal Bridges Inc., a company owned by Mira. And Jussie Smollett must be happy the attention is finally on someone else. Chicago police have film of Jussie Smollett discussing buying drugs with the two brothers who accused the Empire actor of paying them to stage an attack on him. The accusations were among the 460 pages released by the Cook County State's Attorney's Office and Chicago PD after a judge ordered Smollett's case file unsealed last week. Meanwhile, Terrence Howard said, is the heat off me then? Nicolas Cage has been granted a divorce from Erica Koike. The Oscar winner wed the makeup artist on March 23rd. They were seen arguing as they applied for a marriage license minutes before they tied the knot and were spotted fighting near the valet at the Bellagio Hotel in Vegas just hours after the ceremony. They split up 4 days later. Now that's crapping out. As Cardi B's latest collaboration with Bruno Mars, Please Me, rules the R&B hip-hop chart for a ninth straight week, the rapper now has the record for the longest uninterrupted streak at number one among women since the chart began in 1993. Please Me, which directly followed Cardi B's Money after its own nine-week run, makes it 18 weeks at number one on the chart. Fergie and Josh Duhamel have been separated for almost 2 years, but now they're making it official and finally getting divorced. The Duchess made the first move and filed for a divorce in a Pasadena court. The former couple first announced their split back in September of 2017, telling fans, "With absolute love and respect, we decided to separate as a couple earlier this year." Aww, where is the love? Elton John and the Rocketman filmmakers have rebuked a Russian distributor for cutting scenes with gay sex and men kissing from the biopic. "We reject in the strongest possible terms the decision to pander to local laws and censor Rocketman for the Russian market, a move we were unaware of until today," read the statement. The movie opened to strong and very gay reviews. Jay-Z is officially a billionaire at the age of 50 and the first hip-hop billionaire. Not only is Jay-Z worth $220 million in cash, but when you add his partnerships with liquor brands, his ownership of Tidal, his company Roc Nation, and more, you can see why his climb to a billion is an impressive feat. Sorry, Dr. Dre, you only have $850 million. Sad. Britney Spears continues to focus on her health after seeking treatment at an all-encompassing wellness facility earlier this year. She attended 13-year-old son Sean Preston's 8th grade graduation. Yep, even her ex, Kevin Federline, and his new wife, Victoria, attended as well. Spears continues to cope with her father's illness and is asking herself what she ever saw in Federline. Offset won't face charges for smashing a fan's cell phone. Prosecutors decided not to pursue charges against the Migos rapper after he and the fan, Junior Gibbons, hammered out a mutual agreement on their own. Gibbons previously said he simply wanted Offset to pay for a new phone, which Offset smacked out of his hand. Yep, never set off Offset. Tracy Morgan's first spin in his brand new $2 million convertible only lasted a few minutes after the comedian got into a fender bender about a half mile from where he bought the car. Morgan was behind the wheel of a Bugatti Chiron when it was sideswiped by a woman driving a Honda CR-V. Morgan went nuts, banging on the woman's car door and screaming. Offset said, "Yeah, I get it." In a YouTube video, legendary wrestler Ric Flair thanked his friends and family for their support, but he offered a special thank you to the doctors that brought him back. The wrestler's son-in-law, Conrad Thompson, tried to downplay the severity of the situation, saying the unknown medical procedure had been planned. Well, whatever it was, it cost Flair $1.8 million. Now that's an expensive Ric Flair drip. The Trash Bin. Things are still tense between the Evans-Eason family. Janelle Evans' husband, David Eason, abruptly left the couple's supervised visit with their kids after his eldest daughter refused to see him. She didn't want to see her father, so he stormed out of the meeting center. The former Teen Mom 2 star lost temporary custody of their kids after David shot the family dog. Yep, see why?
The news wrap-up.
Hollywood is threatening to pull productions in Georgia over a proposed anti-abortion bill. Tesla's outpacing its electric car competitors with May demand for Model 3 surprising Wall Street. Amazon showed off its new warehouse robots that can automatically sort packages. Facebook will reportedly announce cryptocurrency this month, allowing employees to take it as salary. Yeah, try going on vacation with that, though.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Dark Phoenix is the most popular film in the USA.
The number one album.
Country artist Thomas Rhett enters the charts at number one with Centerpoint Road.
The number one app.
Gee, it's Minecraft.
The number one book.
On Freedom of the Press by Mark R. Levin is the number one nonfiction book for a second week.
Katy Perry was brought up in an ultra-Christian home and ironically rose to fame and caused tongues to wag with her hit I Kissed a Girl. Since then, she's had numerous hits including Firework, California Girls, Wide Awake, Teenage Dream, Roar, and Dark Horse. All those hits and successful touring has made Katy one of the most successful recording artists of all time. Her net worth is estimated at $150 million, and she's now into her second season as a judge on American Idol. Here's Katy Perry with the song of the week, Never Really Over.
I tell myself, draw the line. Not do I do, but once in a while I trip up and across the line. I think of you.
Perry with the song of the week, Never Really Over. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.